Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hello, everybody. I am so glad that you joined me today for Coffee with Corinne. My name is Corinne, obviously, and I was actually born, raised, and burped in Tupperware. So throughout my life, I have learned the fresh tips and more to balance work at home with direct sales and family as well as life. It's not always easy, but it can be simple when you apply the right tips. I'm also the connections advisor for Every Woman Can Be, so I get to be around some amazing women as well, where I learn from and can help incorporate with my own business, as well as share those fresh tips with you. So let's get started. Today, we are going to talk about getting into the groove. I feel like I should be playing Madonna's song right now, but I was not that prepared. But that's okay. So I want you guys to imagine, you know, into the groove in your head, because that's what we're going to talk about today. And there are three fresh tips for you to get back into the groove. This is a new season starting for you. It could be back to school if you have small kids or if you teach or whatnot. And some of you, it could mean just fall, because fall is approaching, hopefully. I know here in the Carolinas, it has been a hot summer, probably one of the hottest summers we've had. And I can tell you, I hope you are too, I am ready for fall, the Christmas in the air. So sometimes getting into the groove is going, you know, I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for a change in the season, a change in my life. So let's just go ahead and get there. To start, we have to take time to assess, to reset our intentions and our schedule. And that's my first fresh tip for you, is it means fine-tuning your routine. I know I had gotten into the habit of sleeping in the summer. Of course, I wanted to cuddle with my babies. But I let my work schedule slide a little bit. I wasn't as on top of it as I normally am because I wanted to get as much time possible with my two little girls as I could. And yes, I like going to the pool as well. Maybe you wanted to end your day earlier so you could go for a hike, enjoy the pool, and enjoy the amazing, beautiful things that summer offers. So for me, when it comes to routine, reestablishing it was one of the first things I've had to do to get back into the groove. For me, school started for my kids this week, and it was a complete switch with getting up earlier, deciding my intentions, knowing what needed to get done so I could be effective and efficient when they were at school, as well as just for this season. A lot of this does have to do with balance. And if you listen to my balance podcast before, you know how I talked about time blocking and how important it is to set work hours, to make sure that you set yourself for success. You also need to have a routine in the morning when you get up. Lay your clothes out the night before. Have your to-do list before you go to bed. I know, what is your routine in the morning? For me, of course, you know, we always go to the bathroom. But splashing water on myself helps me to wake up and get that, okay, it's time to start the day. I'll brush my teeth so I have that freshness. I'm kind of this weird teeth person, and I hope you guys are too. But then it's getting up and knowing I have to start my coffee pot. I got to get the breakfast ready. With the kids, you know, I start making sure their lunches are done, breakfast is laid out, and then I go wake them up. That's a little of process there, getting them back into the routine, but it's necessary. We have to get into the groove and the groove of what you want your life to be. Now, before we go to bed, that's another big groove. And one thing I slacked on this summer is having that gratitude journal by the bed. I cannot tell you how important it is to have a bedtime routine so you can be in the groove. For me, I love to read before I go to bed. It sets the intentions. It sets my mindset for the day. Not only do I sleep better, but I wake up ready to tackle. Because by taking all that stuff that's filtering around in my head and writing it down on a to-do list, I have clear intentions of what I'm going to start the next day when I start my work. And working from home, that's a big thing. You don't want to spend hours figuring out, okay, what do I need to do again? Because then you're reactive. To get into the groove means that you are proactive and you are getting those things done that need to be done to be revenue generating, as well as figuring out your core values. You got to be ready to tackle and give thanks for what you have. Now that also leads to the second fresh tip that I have for you, and that is mindset. Mindset is everything. Let me repeat that. Mindset is everything. How you look at life and what it brings can change everything. Now, let me be open with you. This summer was probably one of the toughest I've ever had mentally and emotionally. I was tested in ways I never have been and never thought I would be. And honestly, I still am, because I got a few things that are going on that shake up my routine. It shakes up my groove. But I've learned some great lessons. And because of that, I know I really have to get back into my groove. And I have to make sure my mindset is strong. I've always said your business should be like water that fills in the cracks, because we all have rocks. I don't want to trade my rocks with you, and I know you don't want mine. But by having the right mindset, you're able to allow your business to work for you instead of you working for it. And with that, with your mindset, you have to think about positivity, because positivity attracts positivity. It's that law of attraction. My favorite quote of all time is by Helen Keller, and that is, your success and happiness lies in you. Resolve to keep happy, and that joy in you shall form an invincible host against difficulties. Isn't that great? Mindset is so important for routine. Now, the last fresh tip I have for you for your routine is boundaries. We have to set boundaries. I know I've heard lots of people talk about it over the years, and I don't think I really understood it until all the things that I went through this summer. You know, I'd play with it, but I wouldn't stick to it. And that kind of goes back to the routine, but that's also being in the groove, is knowing what is your groove you are getting into. A good friend of mine recently shared the difference between boundaries and barricades. The most successful and authentic people have the clearest boundaries. These are lines that are aligned with your core values. And with that, you display self-respect. Guys, listen, it is okay to be selfish, because true selfishness comes from self-love. I shared before with my balance podcast that me time is a necessity to having balance. You can't take care of others if you're not taking care of yourself. When you work from home, and especially when you have kids, you must have boundaries to protect yourself. Boundaries are where you put your time. Boundaries are who you let into your circle. There are a lot of negative Nellies out there. There's a lot of drainables. If you ever read The Energy Bus, there are vampires. Guys, we don't need those in our lives. Set your boundaries. Your community needs to be one that has the mindset that you believe in, that has the core values, and that also maybe has the routine that you are working towards or that you have. Protect yourself. Now, barricades, on the other hand, just so you know, they come from fear. They're that reactive mentality, and they can be very, very brittle, which means they're also likely to shatter. They're not aligned with your core. It's more of what you think based upon what others perceive, where it's a scared reaction. Guys, don't block people out just because. If you need to eliminate different people because of boundaries, it's one thing. But don't set up barricades. Don't close yourself off unless it's aligned with what your core values are. Getting into the groove means being ready and set for success you are meant to have. Turn up your radio this morning. Play some fun 80s music, maybe that Madonna, Get Into the Groove. start using these fresh tips and see the amazing new you for the coming months. I'm so glad that you joined me today.
Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to Coffee with Corinne. Contact me to share your thoughts and future topic ideas by emailing corinne@thefreshexpert.com. You can also check out more fresh tips, recipes, podcasts, and all things Tupperware at thefreshexpert.com. And hey, I'd love to hear from you, and I'm on social media, so check me out on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. All of it's at thefreshexpert. Until next time.